This is a feast that we celebrate today that in Spanish is the source of many laughs and snickers because it's the feast of St. Pascal Bailón. Now, Bailón in Spanish means the big dancer, but he may have danced, who knows? He's dancing now in heaven. St. Pascal was born of a poor family in the middle of the kingdom of Spain, and he became a shepherd. He was not a rich boy. He was not allowed or could afford to go to the good schools that were available even at that time. And he lived and died all of, in the 16th century. And so he became a shepherd of cattle and sheep. And he was known for his goodness and his holiness even then. If ever his sheep or his cattle damaged the crops of any of the neighboring farms, he volunteered to pay for them. He took responsibility. And that is something that we could learn just from that part of his life. A lot of times we do things and we shirk responsibility. We hide, we lie, we hide behind the stone, as it were. And of course, you can't hide behind a stone. It has to be a mountain for it to be big enough to cover you. And so St. Pascal most certainly showed honesty and sincerity in his best ways. When he was about 25, St. Pascal decided to leave the world, and he entered the Franciscan order. As a third order Franciscan, a brother, he was encouraged to become a priest, to study to become a priest, but he decided that God did not want him to be a priest. He needed to be a humble brother. And so it was that he would live the rest of his life. But he was very well known, and many people, including very important and rich and influential people, came to him for his counsels and his advice. In the meantime, he had spent many times throughout his years, even before he entered the monastery, hours and hours and hours praying before the Blessed Sacrament. And he encouraged the foundation of confraternities and so forth in honor of the Most Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist. And as such, of course, he died in 1592, and he was canonized in 1690, less than 100 years after his death, which was very quickly for that time of the history of the Church. In the late 1800s, Pope Leo XIII, because of his great love for the Eucharist, proclaimed him the patron saint and protector of all Eucharistic Congresses. And of course, as we prepare to celebrate a holy year in the year 2025, and there will be a Eucharistic Congress once again in this country, we commend it to St. Pascal. And in particular, we commend to him the restoration of the sacred liturgy. As we see very often, most people have no idea what the Eucharist is, who the Eucharist is. And they receive him in most unworthy fashions, not only by their sacrilegious way of receiving communion, which is very sad, which is very prevalent today everywhere in the world, but also by the way in which they dress. So we commend to St. Pascal Bailón that the traditional images and practices of the Eucharist may be restored. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.